addressing concerns from the community over the killings of three transgender women in Jacksonville this year, Sheriff Mike Williams has established a group of liaisons. Their responsibilities are unclear so far, but more could be revealed at a public meeting next week. Four transgender women have been shot in Jacksonville this year, three of the victims died, and LGBT advocates have criticized the sheriff's office for identifying the victims as men and using their given names instead of chosen names. Many advocates spoke at this week's city council meeting. Then, JSO Chief Matt Nemeth approached the lectern to address their concerns.
Sheriff Williams has established a liaison within the sheriff's office, which is a group that is a cross-section throughout the sheriff's departments of corrections, police, and the other civilian organizations within the sheriff's office that will be the points of contact for this community as these investigations and hopefully no others.
Local advocates had been calling for a JSO LGBT liaison since before the shootings. Here's Jacksonville Coalition for Equality Chair Dan Merkin on that in March.
It's a way to build trust, to gain information, to be accountable, to provide training, to recruit so that you have better diversity within your sheriff's office.
WJCT News sent JSO lots of questions, like whether liaisons' contact info will be made public, what their responsibilities will be, are they called LGBT liaisons? A police spokeswoman responded only that further details will be released at a meeting, perhaps at the JSO community meeting scheduled for the evening of Thursday, August 2nd at FSCJ downtown. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.